It's a machlokes in another pasuk. Again, the machlokes is that you have in mind b'shas rika of a korban pesach, the kohen that's doing his rika, he has in mind it should be done for an oral. He wants an oral. The person that doesn't have a bris milah, he should get kapara from this korban. So Rav Chisda said, yes, it's possible, and Rabbi says, no, it's kosher. What's the machlokes tolim? So Rashi says like this, the machlokes b'hai kro kemiflugi. The pasuk says, "V'nir tzoloi lechaper olav." That you used to when you bring a regular. This is going to Vayikra Aleph, but a regular korban oilam. When you bring a korban, usually it's brought for a kapara. You want to get forgiveness. So v'nir tzoloi, the korban is mechaper lechaper olav upon you. So we darshan olav on you means the owner of the korban for lo yachaveri and not on his friend. What does it mean, the friend? Of course, the friend doesn't get a kapara. So it means this is called the psul of shinu bailam. If the koyin, Bishas, he was doing one of the Dalar Avoidis. He had in mind he's doing the Shrito, or the Kabbalah, or the Loch, or the Zrika. Not for Ruvain, that's the owner of this Korban Oila, but rather he wants the Kapara to go to Shimon, even though he only has it in mind, Bishas, these Dalar Avoidis, the stock is no Kapara for the Bailam. That's called the Psul of Shilu Bailam. Olav Loyachaveroi. You're not allowed to think for the Kapara to go to his friend. Shrash learns like this. Uvai kro pligi. Ukeshi eschapu boya reilim de komar, shein menuya olof komar. The machlekes Rabbi Nachiz is talking about that you had in mind b'shash chito or b'shash rikom to make this rika for this other oru that wasn't appointed. He's not part of the korban altogether. So what's the psul then? Umashumach shevesh reilim luyiv karmi. Really, the psul is not because he's an oru, but the psul is because he's not minam luyiv. He's not from the people that own this korban pesach. But let's say you have these 10 people, they bought this Korban Pesach. And you had in mind for the 5 people that had a bris milah. You had in mind to make this rikom for the other 5 people that don't have a bris milah. I'll tell you, everybody holds in such a case it's posel. In other words, Rav Ashi is saying everybody holds that really b'shas rika there is a psul la'reilim. If you think b'shas rika, again, if you have this korban of Pesach that has 10 people that own it, 5 of them have a bris milah, 5 of them don't have a bris milah. If you're going to think now b'shas rika only for the 5 that don't have a bris milah, avada the korban is posel. Because since these people own the korban, they're the bailim of the korban, so if you think for only la'reilim, that's a pasulus. But here we're talking about no. There are only 5 people that own this korban, and all of them have a bris milah. Now, b'shas rika, the kohen thought for a different 5 people that those 5 people are areilim. Is there a psul shinu bailim here or not? That's the machlokes. The Rashi says uva areilim shein menuyim. Here, the machlokes says you had in mind these 5 people that are oral that were not appointed. They do not own this korban pesach. And what's the psul then? Umishum achshevesh derlem luyim. It's like a shinu bailim. You have a mind now for somebody else that was not appointed in this korban, pligi. Uvai kroa, the machlokes is in this pasuk. Tishler lemuyah b'zrika miyachin afka mikolak abonis, lechaparolov, the pasuk says lechaparolov, hainu zrika. Olov loya lazarek l'shem chaverim. That the kapora from the korban comes b'shat zrika, and it has to be done for the owner of the korban. But if you have in mind for another person, then the owner does not get the kapora from the korban. So that's this pasuk. So Rabbi says like this, Rabbi Savar Chaveroi Dumididei. The Chaver has to be just like you. Mahu, just like you. Deba Kapora, you're a person that needs a Kapora. Is Av Chaveroi Deba Kapora. In order to have a psul, Shino Bailim, what possible the Korban, if the Kayin thinks Peshas the Zrikam, not the Zrika should help for Ruvain, the owner of the Korban, but rather the Zrika should help for Shimon. Now, if Shimon is such a person that really could get a kapara from this korban, he's also somebody that needs a korban oila. He's also somebody that needs a korban chatis. He's also somebody that needs a korban shlomim, whatever korban he's talking about. Since that person has shaykhus to this korban, we say it's chal l'shinu bailim, that person now, life becomes the owner of this korban, and the first bailim lose out. That's when there's a psul l'shinu bailim. That Rabbi Dashin, chaveroi dumididei. The chaver, this other person you're thinking, has to be just like you. Mahu deba kapora, av chavero deba kapora. Lafu ke hayoro, mashen ken hiya the nafkamino. If you have these 5 people that own the Korban Pesach, and they're gemalto, so they have a right to bring the Korban Pesach could be chav for them. Now the Koyim B'Shas Rika thought that this korban should be mechaper for another five people, but those five people are Arelim. They don't have a bris milah. Are they roy for the korban Pesach? No. A normal is not allowed to bring the korban Pesach. Since they're not roy for the korban Pesach, the locher is it's not chal psul shino bailim. There's no psul shel lemuyev. Shalom lemuyev can only be chal if you think for another five people that if they would be able to make a korban Pesach, then it would be chal apatlus shalom l'shem bailim. But since now you thought these other five people that don't have a bris milah, so the chal they're not roy for the kapara of the korban Pesach, there's no psul shino bailim. Even though you thought Peshas Rika, you want these other five people to get the kaparam, but since those five people are not able to bring a korban Pesach, it's not chal the psul of Shinu Bailim. In other words, the way Shinu Bailim works is, it's as if you're saying you want this korban to belong to that Bailim, and it should be mechap of him. See, if it could be mechap of him, then we look as if he's the Bailim, the gay to what? That it takes off the shame of the first person. But only if the second people could get a shame on the korban. But if these five people are Arelim, they don't have a bris milah, they can't bring a korban Pesach, they can't get a shame of this korban Pesach. Therefore, the korban is still kosher for the first bailim. That's the way Rabbah dashes. So Mora says, Lafuke hai orul, Lafuke here this orul, the lav bakaparu. If you had a mind to make this rika for these other people that are Arelim, since they're not roy for korban Pesach, it doesn't shaf any paslas. For Rav Chizda Sava Norav, Chizda says like this. Hi Orum. He also says, Venir Tsiloy Olov Vulayachaveroi, and Olov has to be doomed to the day. But he, Rav Chizda is like this though. Hi Orul, this other person that's an Orul, Nami, he's also able to bring a Korban Pesach. Why? Kivon the Bar Chiyuvihu, Bar Kaporu. Since he obviously is a Bar Chiyuvi, this person's a Yid, he's a Yisrael, he has a Chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. Now what's wrong? What's stopping him? He doesn't have a Bris Milah. So Kozuman, he didn't make a Bris Milah, he can't bring the Korban. But really, he has the chiyuv to bring the korban. And really, really, he could make a bris milah. And if he would make the bris milah first, he could bring the korban. So Rav Chizda holds as far from Hoyon. Rav Chizda says, Hai aro nami, kivon da ba chiyuvihu, ba kaparuhu, hoyil di boi mesaken avshei. Because he could be mesaken himself, he could fix himself up. He could make a bris on himself. If he would make a bris upon himself, then he would have the chiyuv to bring korban Pesach, and he would be a ba kaparuhu. So Rav Chizda also in the Svar of Hoyel, even though right now that he's an Oral, he can't have a kapara from the Korban Pesach, but since he could do something to fix himself up, we look as if he did it already, and he's called in the parsha of a bar kapara, he's a bar Korban Pesach. That's Rav Chizda's Svar. And Rabbi holds no, Rabbi says, I don't say the Svar of Hoyel. Right now he doesn't have a bris milah, he's not worth being a Korban Pesach, there's no psul shalom luyav by such a person. That's the Machlokes. So it's not like this if you say the Svar of Hoyel or not. Without, he could have fixed himself up, do we consider as if he's fixed up now or not? For the Gemara, O Meistel Rav Chizda Hoyel, is that true? Does Rav Chizda hold the Svar from Hoyel? For if we learn just the opposite. For Itma, Gemara and Beitzah, Ho'oifem Yomtiv L'chil. If somebody bakes on Yomtiv, he has in mind now, he wants to eat this cake tomorrow, a weekday. So, Rav Chizda Rama Loiker. Rav Chizda says he's over in Yisrael, he's baking on Yomtiv, he gets Malkus. Even though you're allowed to cook and bake on Yom Tov, that's only for the purpose of eating it today on Yom Tov. But if you have in mind to eat it tomorrow for Chol, it's allowed. It's allowed. You're not going to cook. You're not going to do a malacha on Yom Tov. Rabbi Rami Reina Leika. Rabbi says, no, midiraisi you don't get Malkus. Midirabonin it's awesome, but midiraisi you don't get Malkus. Why not? Rabbi Rami Reina Leika. Rabbi says you don't get Malkus. I'm reading on Hoyel. Rabbi says we say as far from Hoyel. What does that mean? Hoyel if. Let's say you would get a lot of visitors coming to visit him now. Now he's talking about now on Yom Tov afternoon. He already finished his afternoon Suda. So now he's going down to bake himself a 5-pound cake. After you finish your Suda, he's baking it for tomorrow. So it's awesome. Rabbi says, no, you don't get Malkus. Because it's possible maybe some guests will come into your house now in the afternoon. And now that you have guests, what are you going to do? You're going to serve them this cake. So it's possible to say that the cake you're baking now will be used on Yom Tov. So since it's possible to say it will be used on Yom Tov, you don't get Malkus. We always consider as if you're cooking and baking for Yom Tov, and you don't get Malkus Midiraisa. That's the Svar of Hoyel. That's Rabbi Svar. Is Hashtanami Chodilei. For Leilaki, you don't get Malkus. Rav Chizda Rama no Leikav. Chizda Yesh do get Malkus. Why? Loyam Rinan Hoyel. I don't say this Svar of Hoyel. Right now, you're cooking this big cake al manas tida tomorrow on a Monday, a regular weekday. Even though it's possible if guests would come in, you'd serve it to them, so what? Right now, no guests came in, and right now you're not serving it to them. I don't say the svara if. So, Chuy, you see just the opposite. You see, Rabbah does not say the svara of if, and Rav Chizkiah does say the svara of if. And here we're saying just the opposite. Help the Gemara, Dishklaim with the Rabbah l'kasha. On Rabbah and Rabbah have no kasha. The Chuy, what's the stira? That here, if you bake from Yom Tif to Choyol, Rabbah says you don't get Malkus. Because I said the svara of Choyol. Maybe guests would come in. So if you tell me now you do say the svara maybe, so why don't we say here also before by Oral? Why don't we say that if you made the zrik of the Korban Pesach, al manas these five